أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ونبينا محمد وآله الطاهرين.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد.
صلحنا وعلى أعدائهم أجمعين. We are going to start the tafsir of Quran, and inshallah in these lessons, tonight we will discuss a muqaddima, which means a prelude to our discussion of tafsir. Every discussion requires some prerequisites to be known and certain fundamentals to be known and cleared up before we enter into the discussion of Quran itself. The first point in the muqaddima and prelude is about the lisan al-Quran, which need to be understood before starting the tafsir. We should not move forward without understanding these fundamental points. The language of Quran, lisan al-Quran means zaban al-Quran, the language of Quran. Quran is a book which is meant for the guidance of humanity, guidance of humankind, humans of all ages, times, and places. Regardless of which nationality, culture, background, language, country, which time they were born on earth, regardless of all those factors, humans, the entire humankind, and the guidance of all the humankind without exception, and the nur of the Holy Quran. Quran itself is a nur, how Imam Ali alayhi salam has been saying in his in Nahj al-Balagha, that this is actually the tajalli, tajalla. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had appeared, you would say. This is the tajalli of Allah. Allah appearing this is the tajalli and reflection of Allah, through this kalam, through his kalam, he has provided a reflection of his existence for us. Quran itself has been introducing itself over and over again, which inshallah we will discuss very soon. Quran has been introducing itself as Nur. In the Holy Quran, Quran itself introduces itself to be Nur. One of the best ways to understand the Holy Quran is to understand it through the Quran itself. So Quran is saying about itself that وَمَا هِيَ إِلَّا ذِكْرَ لِلْبَشَرِ. That means that Surah Al-Muddassir, verse number 31, for those of you who want to write down. This Quran is nothing, it's nothing but a means of taking a nasihat for Bashar, for all the humankind. Every human being is included in this word. Every human, without exception. And in another verse, Quran says, "Wama huwa إلا ذكر للعالمين. That is Surah Al-Qalam, verse number 52. This is nothing but a zikr, you know, for the whole, for alameen, for all the alameen. This includes again, you know, the humankind. I will discuss the word alameen very soon. As well, and but the point I'm trying to make here, make it clear that Quran is a book of guidance which is meant to be for all human beings of all the times and all the places without exception. And the Risalat of Rasulullah, upon whom this book has been revealed on his qalb, this the Risalat of Rasulullah is also all inclusive kind of risalat. You know, we don't have any prophet like Rasulullah in the past whose risalat is as wide and vast and all inclusive as Rasulullah's risalat. There is nobody like him, because there is nobody, no rasul in the previous history whose risalat is so wide in covering everyone without exception and everything without exception, not just the humans. Every existence is under his risalat. And Quran has said, since we are talking about the humankind, the Quran has said, وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا كَافَّةً لِلنَّاسِ. وَمَا, that's another verse. وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا كَافَّةً لِلنَّاسِ. And that is from Surah Saba, verse number 28. We haven't sent you except for all the humans. Kafatan linnas, all the humans. Everybody's included under the risalat of Rasulullah. So his nation is all. Everyone is his nation, without exception. Everyone is under his banner. Adam wa man dunahu tahta liwa'i. Adamu وَمَنْ دُونَهُ تَحْتَ لِوَائِهِ. Adam and everyone after him is under my banner. تَحْتَ لِوَائِهِ. Such a wide, unimaginably, beyond our comprehension, such a, in a comprehensive scope of covering the whole universe. That's the extent of his spirituality and soul, so wide and expanded power and authorities, that his risalat is, of course, according to his spirituality and his power of the soul, which is all inclusive. And Quran has said, that Tabarak alladhi نزل الفرقان على عبده ليكون للعالمين نذيرا ليكون blessed is that Allah who sent down the Furqan, that means Quran, on his servant, ala abdihi, liyakuna, so that he be a warner, a nadir, someone who performs inzar and warns the people for the alameen, for all those who belong awalim, hamayya jahaniyan, everyone who belongs to every alam. Alameen is frequently used in the Holy Quran, several verses. In some of the verses, the word alameen refers to people of that time only. In some verses of Holy Quran, people of that time which Quran is referring, according to my teacher. Alameen in some verses means people of that time. In some other verses we find the word alameen, people of that time means people of a specific time. Let me say like this, people of some specific time, which the verse that we're talking about, that specific time, not all the people of all times. In some other verses, the same word alameen in Quran means people of that specific time plus those who would come after, those after that time. So not everywhere the meaning is the same. Meaning is not the same everywhere. So, whereas in some verses of the Holy Quran, the word alameen means the people of all times, that means past and present, past and future, both, and not just that, plus those who belong to the rest of the, those who belonging to other worlds as well are included in the word alameen. Other worlds mean, we have lots of worlds. We have the alam al-malaika, that's one of the alam, one of the world of angels. We have alam al-jinn, world of jinns. We have alam al-nabatat, the world of plantations. It's a different world. We have alam al-jamadat, the world of the immovable existences. It's a different world. All worlds and every world which is there in the whole universe. So alameen includes those who belong to every world. It's not just one world. Worlds of different kinds and forms. And that is the kind of alameen which is mentioned in the second verse of Surah Al-Fatiha when we say Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. In that verse, this is the meaning of, that means people of all times, of the past and the future, plus those who belong to the other worlds which are available, are present, all the worlds. So alameen have a whole bunch of different meanings in the Holy Quran. It cannot be said one kind of meaning at all places. And تبارك الذي نزل, that's سورة الفرقان verse number 1, فرقان verse number 1. And in this verse which we are discussing, the word alameen is used in this meaning, in this verse. That means people of that specific time plus those who would come after that specific time. So all those are included. So basically Allah is blessed who revealed the Furqan on his servant so that he can be a warner for those who were there at that time, at that specific time, at that specific time, plus those who will come after him. Of course, those who have already died, how can the prophet warn them who have already passed away? So it doesn't apply in that case. So prophet, basically what we are discussing is that وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا كَافَّةً لِلنَّاسِ, we haven't sent you except for all the human beings. So prophet's risalat is all inclusive. In some of the verses of Holy Quran, Allah has said نَذِيرًا لِلْبَشَرِ. Again, I'm making the same point more and more clear. نَذِيرًا, Allah sent the Holy Prophet, as that's in Surah Al-Muddathir, verse number 36. نَذِيرًا لِلْبَشَرِ, Prophet is نَذِير and a warner for all the humans. So everybody is included. Everyone is included. Now the book which is supposed to be a guide for all the humans without exception of which culture, which language, which place, which time they are born, they are available, you know, and the Prophet whose risalat is all inclusive, including all the humans, you know, who were present in his time and who will come after him, he is going to warn all of those. And his risalat is all inclusive. Everybody, Adam man dunahu tahta liwa'i, everybody is under his banner. That kind of prophet, when he is being awarded a book, that book is also supposed to be in sync with the nature of risalat that he enjoys. His risalat is all inclusive, so the book should also be all inclusive. That should match with each other. And so that's why we believe that the Holy Quran, which is a guidance for all, you know, should have. Should I erase all this?
Does the context give you the scope of the word "palimi" when you're talking about the three different meanings, or is there some other way to derive that?
Well, there are. Several ways, possibly, maybe either through the qara'in of different other ayats, or the content of that ayat, or the sha'ni nuzul of that ayat, or certain ahadith that may be giving us a clue about how we can understand that meaning from that specific ayat. Which we will inshallah touch this subject a little bit in this muqaddimah, so that you have an idea of why and how do we do the tafsir before getting to the tafsir itself, what tafsir is all about, how it is done and how it should be done and how it should not be done. Those things should be clear before we enter into the subject itself, and that's exactly what I'm trying to make clear in this muqaddimah. Because just like if I jump into the tafsir without you having the right vision of what is and should be done about Quran, that would be unfair. That has led lots of different people go astray, and they themselves may be thinking we are very, very good with Quran, we are behaving so well, we read Quran, we do tafsir, although they are misguided about the whole Quran and its concepts because they fail to go through the right way of understanding which Prophet and Ahlul Bayt have been guiding us, and our great scholars in Mufassireen and Urafa have been teaching us how what the Quran is all about, because they are the ones who are in touch with the haqiqat and batin of Quran. So, having said this fact about the Quran being all-inclusive, guidance for all humans, and the risalat of the Prophet all-inclusive, he's a warner and nazir and munzir for all the humankind. Having said that, the kind of book that he should receive should be such that should be catering to all the humankinds. So, how the book can cater and address all the humans, it should have the lisan, it should have a language which is lisanun alami, zabane jahani. Quran bayad ba zabane jahani sukhan beguyad. قرآن کی زبان جو ہے وہ عالمی نوعیت کی ہونی چاہیے. It should talk a universal language. When the Quran is universal, when the Risalat of the Prophet is universal, all inclusive, Quran should talk a language which is universal. Which it is talking a universal language, which we must understand what is that universal language. So that there should be no human being in the human race who may bring any excuse before Allah on the Day of Judgment. I could not benefit from the Holy Quran. What was your purpose of revealing the Quran on your messenger when I was unable to benefit? And humans of different different cultures, farhang cultures, saqafat, and different backgrounds would be, and different places would be equally able to benefit from that lisan of the Holy Quran, equally able to benefit from that lisan. What is that lisan of Quran which is universal, which Quran should have in order to be a universal book? It must have that lisan which is alami and universal in nature. That is the لسان الفطرة البشرية. That means the language of the human pure instinct and nature. Quran talks the language of fitrat. Quran must talk. And that's why it does talk the language of fitrat. And so when it talks the language of fitrat, it becomes above and beyond different cultures and countries and places and times. Because fitrat is something which is common among all the humankind. From the humans of every culture and every land share one thing as common among all of them, and that is al-fitratu salima, the pure fitrat which Allah provided by birth. It's an inbuilt thing which Allah provided in every human being, which can never be killed and never be removed from our existence. Fitrat can never be removed from our existence. Yeah, you can cover it up by different sins, but you cannot kill and you cannot remove. That's how Allah has made such an arrangement for our fitrat. If the fitrat would be removed, a human will become ineligible to benefit from Quran. Why all the humans are eligible to benefit from Quran? Because Quran talks the language of fitrat, which is the thing which is common among all human beings. Is it clear? So the lisan of Quran, the language which Quran speaks, is the language of fitrat.
Also, could you go a little bit deeper into that?
Yeah, let me just finish. I think you will understand a few things when I finish this point. So anybody who may belong to a different culture or different civilization or different country, whatever, cannot consider himself to be deprived of the ma'arif and high-level teachings of the Holy Quran, because he also shares the same fitrat which Allah provided. And Allah has mentioned about that fitrat in this verse of Holy Quran. فَأَقِمْ وَجْهَكَ فَأَقِمْ وَجْهَكَ لِلدِّينِ حَنِيفًا. فطرة الله التي فطر الناس عليها. لا تبديل لخلق الله. No one can alter the creation of Allah. This is the arrangement of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. ذَلَكَ الدِّينُ الْقَيِّمُ. قَيِّم in Arabic means something which is مُسْتَقِيم and مُسْتَحْكَم, قَوِي and مُسْتَحْكَم, مُسْتَقِيم and مُسْتَحْكَم. This is the straight and the strong path. ذَلَكَ الدِّينُ الْقَصَرِ. ذَلَكَ الدِّينُ الْ ذَلَكَ الدِّينُ الْقَيِّمُ. And that's Surah Ar-Rum, verse number 30. Sorry. Keep your face towards the religion. Hanifan, by abstaining away from the batil. Fitratullah allati fatara an-nasa alayha. This is the deen of fitrat upon which Allah created the human beings. Allah created the humans on this fitrat. La tabdila li khalqillah. There is no change in the creation of Allah. Dhalika deenul qayyim. That's the straight and the mustahkam and mustaqeem path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so basically what we learn is that Allah has created the human being with that fitrat, and the fitrat of Allah is in sync with the teachings of God and the teachings of Quran, and the entire and the mission for which the Quran stands is to polish the fitrat. That's the mission of Quran. Quran is sent by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to polish the fitrat which is inbuilt by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in our creation. If the fitrat is polished and kept, it is kept in the pure form, it is protected in the pure form, there is no reason a person is not going to accept the deen of Allah and straighten his path and be on the qayyim religion, which is mustaqeem and mustahkam. There is no reason, as long as the fitrat is salima, is protected and untainted, unimpaired, in the pure form. That's what the Quran does. It keeps it in the pure form and guides us. So when we talk about the lisan of Quran, we don't mean about what language that Quran is speaking. Of course it is Arabic, we all know that. We're not talking about the qalib and the mold in which the guidance of Quran is provided, in those molds and that qalib. Of course that is Arabic. That's not what we mean. It has to be in some language. What was the best, Allah chose that language and provided it. That's not the point. You know, the point is that what is the contents of the Holy Quran in that language are the contents which are in sync with the human fitrat. People of all, like I said earlier, all cultures and all lands can equally benefit because they all share that thing in common. We don't share the languages, we don't share the cultures. You know, we share different background, we don't share the background with each other. But we do all share the same fitrat, which is without a difference found in every human. Some have covered the fitrat, so they fail to heed to the warnings. Some haven't covered the fitrat, it's in the pure form, and they respond positively to the call of the prophets and the message revealed in the books. That's why if the fitrat is protected in the pure form, person will positively respond to the call, and he will end up into understanding the ma'arif and high level teachings of Quran and become guided. So Prophet has said in his hadith that means mustaqim and mustahkam. Qayyim in English means the
stable,
qawi and strong, straight and strong. Wal aswad wal ahmar. See, all the teachings of the Prophet and Ahlul Bayt and the Quran are so much in sync and compatible with each other. You can chip in one hadith and in one place and another hadith, and they all get in sync. They all get so much, they are all compatible because there is no contradiction, because the source is the same, Noor of Allah. You know, so there can be no contradiction. And so contradiction comes either if the source of knowledge is different, is multiple, one. Number two, contradiction and difference comes if we have our desires coming in the middle. So for the sake of the Prophet and Ahlul Bayt, well, their source of knowledge is one, that's Allah. And second of all, desires, they are ma'soom. There is no reason for any contradiction or different opinion arriving from any hadith or contradicting with the Holy Quran in any form. And that is why we find that since the Prophet, I have been sent, ursilto il al-abyali, I have been sent to the white, the black, and the red. Wal aswad wal ahmar. That means to all the races, in other words. Every human of every race, because Prophet is the guide of all, and interpreter of the Holy Quran, and tarjuman, and spokesperson of the Holy Quran, and Quran also speaks the language which is understood and which is in common with all the human beings. That's the language of fitrat of all the humans, and that's why we find if Suhaib comes from Rome, the Europe of those days, coming from the Rome, Roman Empire, Europe of those days, and Salman comes from Fars, Persia, Iran, and Abu Dhar, and Ammar, who come from, they are Arabs, and Bilal, who comes from Habasha, they can equally benefit, they can benefit from the teachings of the Quran and the Prophet, regardless of their backgrounds, their cultures, their which land they belonged, because their fitrat was not impaired. Their fitrat was pure, ready to receive and accept. And they received. Quran being an all-inclusive book is mentioned in several verses of the Holy Quran. Why we consider the Quran to be all-inclusive? First of all, it says that Ya Ahl al-Kitab, قد جاءكم رسولنا رسولنا يبين لكم كثيرا مما كنتم تخفون من الكتاب. Oh, you, oh, the people of the book. Our messenger came to you, Rasuluna. Our messenger came to you, yubayyin lakum, to inform, describe to you a lot of those things that you have been hiding from the book. Wayafu. An kathir. And he forgives a lot. قَدْ جَاءَكُمْ مِنَ اللَّهِ نُورٌ وَكِتَابٌ مُبِينٌ. That's the Surah Al-Ma'idah. Verse number 15. And also Ya Ahl al-Kitab, O people of the book, قَدْ جَاءَكُمْ رَسُولُنَا, our messenger came to you to describe to you a lot of those things that you have been hiding from the book. وَيَعْفُ عَنْ كَثِيرٍ, بہت سے چیزوں کو وہ بخشتے ہیں. He forgives a lot, you know. And قَدْ جَاءَكُمْ مِنَ اللَّهِ, and certainly it Noor came to you from Allah's behalf. وَكِتَابٌ مُبِينٌ, and a book that makes the things clear.
The word Ya'fu refers to the prophecy.
Right? Yeah, yeah, and it refers to the prophet.
Noor refers to the Quran.
Noor is, you know, is what is mentioned, you know, it's, Noor talks about the Holy Quran, and also Kitabul Mubin is also the same, the Holy Quran, which makes the things clear. And the word Noor, which in Arabic, literally speaking, is means al-zahir bi nafsihi, al-zahir bi dhatihi, wal-muzhir bi ghayrihi. Noor is something which is clear and obvious by itself, and it wal muzhir, that means it makes the other things obvious. So Quran has to be, when Quran is Noor, it has to be so clear that there is no ambiguity and ibham in the book itself, plus it makes the all the rest, all other things obvious and clear. Other things are zahir through the Holy Quran. Other things are known through the Holy Quran. So it has to be, when it makes the other things clear, it has to be such that all other people are eligible to benefit from it. That's how it can make other people, other things clear. So it has to address all the rest in order to be categorized as Nur. Otherwise it cannot be Nur if it cannot address all the people. And also, I won't write this verse, it will take too long. There's another verse in the Holy Quran, so you can write down it as a reference if you want. Surah An-Nisa, verse number 174. يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسُ قَدْ جَاءَكُمْ بُرْهَانٌ مِّنْ رَبِّكُمْ وَأَنزَلْنَا إِلَيْكُمْ نُورًا مُّبِينًا. Burhan came to you from your Lord, and وَأَنزَلْنَا إِلَيْكُمْ, and we have sent towards you نُورًا مُّبِينًا. Again, it mentions Nur, Mubin, which makes the things clear. In the third verse, Surah At-Taghabun, verse number 8. Quran, Surah At-Taghabun, verse number 8. For those of you who want to write down as references, Taghabun, verse number 8, where Allah says, فَآمِنُوا بِاللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ. So have iman in Allah and His Messenger. وَالنُّورِ الَّذِي أَنزَلْنَا, and in the Nur that we sent, which is of course the Holy Quran. So again, this in this verse also Quran is referred to as Nur. In the in another fourth verse of Holy Quran from Surah A'raf, as a reference, Surah A'raf, verse number 157, where Allah says that فَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا بِهِ وَعَزَّرُوهُ وَنَصَرُوهُ وَاتَّبَعُوا النُّورَ الَّذِي أُنزِلَ مَعَهُ. For those people who have iman in the Holy Prophet, talking about the Holy Prophet, those who have iman in him and respect him and help him, وَاتَّبَعُوا, and they follow النُّورَ الَّذِي أُنزِلَ مَعَهُ, the Nur which had been revealed with him. أُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُفْلِحُونَ. They are the ones who are successful. So again, it refers about Qur'an as النُّور الَّذِي أُنزِلَ. So Qur'an is Nur, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself is also Nur. اللَّهُ نُورُ السَّمَوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ, like Surah An-Nur talks about Allah. So, and the Holy Prophet is also Nur. So when Qur'an is Nur, and it is zahir bidhati, just like a light that we turn on. There is no comparison between the light and Quran, because this is a nur of this, it's a material nur of this alam al madda, and we are talking about the nur of Allah, the divine light, which is not in comparison with this level of light. So, but I'm just giving you an example to understand. A light is obvious by itself, so it does not have any ihtiyaj. It does not stand in need of anything else to make the light obvious. Whereas all the rest of the things around, the wall and the ceiling and the fan and the whiteboard and all the rest of the things are muhtaj. In order to become clear and obvious, they are muhtaj towards that light. Unless the light is there, they will not be obvious. So Quran is similarly, it's clear in itself. When it's clear in itself, there is no ibham. There is no ibham in Quran. There is no ambiguity in Quran. And so it's clear by itself, in itself. And everyone can benefit from the Holy Quran's ma'arif, because everyone stands in need of the light and nur, and stands in need of that guidance. And also, in another verse of Holy Quran, in Surah An-Nahl, verse number 89, I will not write down the verse to save time. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَنَزَّلْنَا عَلَيْكَ الْكِتَابَ تِبْيَانًا لِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ. We have sent down the book on you as تِبْيَان, تِبْيَانًا لِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ, which means Quran explains everything. All the things that are needed for the guidance and hidayat of humanity, all those things are found in Quran. There is nothing that the humankind needs for their guidance not found in Quran. Anything that we need for our guidance is available in the Holy Quran. It it's tibyan for everything. وَهُدًا وَرَحْمَةً وَبُشْرَ لِلْمُسْلِمِينَ. So Quran explains all the ma'arif which are compulsory and zaruri and mufid for our hidayat and guidance and sa'adat. So inside the Holy Quran itself, it's noor and bayyin and zahir, and it's mubayyin for everything else other than the Holy Quran. And also the sixth verse of Holy Quran, which I will write down because of it's a little bit different. Allah says, أَفَلَا يَتَدَبَّرُونَ الْقُرْآنَ أَمْ عَلَى قُلُوبٍ أَقْفَالُهَا أَمْ عَلَى قُلُوبٍ أقفالها. This verse, why don't they think? Why don't they think about, they do tadabbur and ghar and tadabbur about Quran? Why don't they do tadabbur? This ayat is doing the da'wat, an open invitation. Open invitation for the people to do tadabbur about Quran and think about Quran. Or are there locks, aqfal is the plural of kufl, locks on their hearts. So when Quran is giving an open invitation for the human beings to come and do tadabbur and think about the Holy Quran, and if we don't, so it has to be eligible to be for everybody to turn to Quran and understand certain things and ma'arif of the Quran to get the guidance. If it was not eligible for all the human beings to turn to the Holy Quran and get their hidayat, there was no reason for Allah inviting everyone to do tadabbur in Quran. So that's exactly what is incompatible with the theory of Quran being the noor. When it's noor, it is obvious for all. There's no idham. Yeah, huh? Yeah. This verse of Holy Quran is the only verse about which I did not write the address. But I will let you know. Sorry about that. I will let you know right now. Just a minute. It's just a couple. 1 minute. I will let you know the Am ala qulubin aqfaluha. Okay. It's the 4724. Let me just double check before I say. Yeah, that's Surah Muhammad. That is Surah number 47. Surah number 47 and verse number 24. أَفَلَا يَتَدَبَّرُونَ الْقُرْآنَ. It's open invitation for all to do tadabbur and ghar and fikr about Qur'an. أَمْ عَلَىٰ قُلُوبٍ أَقْفَالُهَا. Are there locks on their qulub? It's a very beautiful discussion in Ilm al-Akhlaq, why some people's qulub become locked up, so they are unable to learn because of those locks.
What is the outcome, desired outcome here?
Desired outcome is that we should do tadabbur and think in Quran, ponder, reflect. Think and do tadabbur in Quran, and we would get the guidance from Quran, and it is able to be understood by the people.
Anybody and everybody.
Anybody and everybody who turns to Quran can get the guidance from Quran. There are certain rules, which we will come to that point, but for now, yes. The answer to your question is yes. But of course that does not mean that it's without rules and bounds and limits and sharaiat. There are rules for everything. And if it has the rules as well, we will come to those rules and shara'it later on. But the Quran itself doesn't have ambiguity. That's the whole point to understand at this stage. Quran doesn't have the ibham. There are certain rules to deal with the Quran, which of course, like every knowledge, has certain rules. You have to go by the rules. You cannot just transgress every rule and still become eligible. It doesn't make sense at all. There are rules and shara'it and conditions for everything to learn. You have to go by those rules, but basically Quran itself doesn't have ibham, and it is eligible. Every human is eligible potentially to benefit.
The reason is that there are people who are coming on radio and TV these days who are saying ishtihad and all those things and interpreting Quran in their own way, and they can use this as, oh, we are invited and we can do whatever.
Yeah, that's you're right, but the answer that we can give to them would come in the discussion when we mention. That's why we have to deal with the Muqaddimah first before we go into the Tafsir. So this is so important to discuss these points. These are fundamental things that have to be cleared up once and for all in the mind of everybody who wants to deal with the Quran. He should learn these points first. When we talk about those conditions which are a prerequisite to learning from the Holy Quran, then the answer will be given to those points. So Quran is giving an open invitation, and basically those people who do not do tadabbur are condemned by the Holy Quran, because they are the ones who may be having aqfal and locks over their qulub and their souls. So that's why they are deprived from the hidayat of Quran, because of those locks. So we are condemning those people who have their qulub locked up from the ma'arif of Quran. So they are unable to benefit. This is tawbiq. So when we are condemning somebody, you condemn someone when he was eligible to benefit, but he failed to benefit. If he was not eligible, well, we don't have a right to condemn them. We are condemning those people who failed to benefit because they were eligible if they played by the rules. So, which again is another, in the light of this Quran, we again understand the same phenomena that the lisan of Quran is which is alami and universal and all inclusive, and it is eligible to be benefited by every human. Can benefit from Quran, and every human that does not benefit is condemned, maybe because he had his qalb locked up, that's why he is not benefiting.